Gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do what he says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Proverbs 34, verse 15 says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open unto their cry. His ears are open unto your prayer.
That's right. Amen.
Right? Verse 17 says, the righteous cry out. The Lord hears his prayer and he delivers him out of all of his troubles.
That's right. Amen.
Come on. And then verse 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, who is the one who delivers you? The Lord delivers you out of them half. He gives you 50% victory, 85% victory, 99% victory, 99.999% pure silver, right? You buy gold, it's 99.99% or silver, right? You've seen that. Well, with God, it ain't 99 point nothing. It's the whole deal. Amen. And so you can be anywhere, any situation, any time. You can be in a country where no one speaks English but you. Nobody. Sitting in a hotel room. Sitting in a restaurant. And all of a sudden you want to pray. And you can do it right from there. You just sent a ballistic missile out. Wow. I like that. So start seeing prayer as something superpower. Listen, think about Jesus, the greatest teacher, the greatest example, and the one the Lord's trying to make us look and sound more like on a daily basis. How many of you know that's God's desire, is to make us look and sound and act like Jesus. And when we started this walk, we were further from Jesus than we are now. Come on, come on, come on. You've got to also give yourself some credit for sticking it and hanging in there and trying again and falling and getting up and trying again and falling, and he picks you up and trying again. You've got to give yourself some credit. Not, well, you know, I'm just a poor old sinner, and if it wasn't for his grace. Oh, stop that nonsense. You're not a sinner if you're born again. You're a saint who sinned, period. Amen. But we've got an advocate with the Father and the blood of the Lamb. Do you understand? So we've got to give ourselves credit. I sound and look more like Jesus than I did 10 years ago or 30 years ago. That would have made me 12. Don't you laugh. Seriously, think about it. Has your walk changed the way you used to live at all or not? Any of you been changed at all since you got saved? Well, then you're more like Christ than you were before you got saved. Is that correct? And God's plan is to get us absolutely like Christ. You got it? And when we wake up in the morning, the devil should be saying, oh God, they're up. Come on. They're starting to pray. Oh, give me some headache tablets. That's what the devil should be saying. Not us. Think about Jesus. What did Jesus do? Look at the accomplishments of Jesus, the miracles, the signs, the wonders. And Jesus went and prayed so often that they couldn't even stay awake with him.
Yeah.
He went out and prayed every single day. He was praying. And he would pray through the night. And he'd pray for hours on end. And he'd come back and say, "You're still asleep? Watch and pray." And if Jesus prayed that much to become and do all he did, well, I guess we should too. Because obviously there's something about prayer, because Jesus did it all the time. Come on. If it was a waste of time, he wouldn't have gone up to the gardens and all the places he did to pray.
Amen.
Amen. And so prayer is a powerhouse, and it's in our own lives. We've got this prayer, and we can use it anywhere, anytime.
Amen.
I was praying before I met you. I was in South Africa, living in South Africa, and I was praying right over there. And then on the plane, I was praying as well, because it was 18 hours in the air, over water most of the way. I prayed in English, I prayed in tongues, I prayed in Afrikaans. I think I even did some Hebrew in that lot. Yeah, and then I went to Australia, then I prayed twice as hard. Second, okay, so number one, you can launch this missile from any spot at any time, day or night. It can be, no matter, the location is not a problem. The time is not a problem. So you can wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning with something going on, and you can kick that prayer into action.
Amen.
How many of you, when you woke up and your child was sick, baby, growing up, got a high fever, did you pray? Of course you prayed. Now we're just going to learn to pray with expectation.
Amen.
You understand? Do what you can for the child. If the child needed, like I said, my kids have not gone to a doctor. But had they needed to go, I would have taken them. I'm not stupid. And I'd give them the little bit of medication that they could take, whatever it was, to get the fever down. You know, when they're kids and they're burning up, I'd give them that, but we'd pray. And we'd pray in the Spirit. We'd pray in English and the Spirit. And that was it. They were always fine.
Amen.
17 and 16 now haven't been to a doctor. I'm proud of them. Because now Kano knows how to pray and Desi knows how to pray. And when something tries to attack them, they pray.
Amen.
And they pray the Word. Amen. So that was like more than once, 2 o'clock in the morning, I remember standing with water, with a rag, cold water on the foreheads. Did you ever do that to your kids? Bring the temperature down? Come on. Praying? Yeah. And they were fine every time. Because I expected. Because why? Because God said it. And if God said it, you can bank on it. I've done it in my own life. Where I would have, if I didn't know God, I would have been on drips and you name it.
Amen.
But I took what God said, and I did what God said, and I believe what God said, and I call it that way. Period. So number one, you can launch this missile from any spot. You can do it day or night. Doesn't matter your location. Doesn't matter who, what, why, or when, you can pray.
Amen.
Say, I can pray. And there's power in the prayer. That's amazing. That's magnificent. I think it's brilliant. You're not alone.
That's right.
It's not like you don't have any answer. And remember, the battle is the Lord's. Okay. Number two, this prayer travels silently and undetected.
Amen.
It's like in stealth mode. Devil can't stop it. But you might say, but what about when Daniel prayed? Well, there was a battle going on. How do we know he was stopped for the prayer? He just couldn't get through the battle.
Amen.
Right? And so the angel couldn't get through the battle. And he got to David. He said, your prayer was answered the second you prayed it.
That's right.
But there was a battle over Persia. And the prince of Persia held me up in this big battle taking place. And I was fighting with our guys until Michael the archangel got there. And then I left. And here I am with the answer to your prayer.
Amen.
Correct?
That's right.
The devil... And especially, that's why I love praying in tongues. Because he don't know nothing. He don't know diddly squat. He has no clue what you're praying for. And you know what else? Neither do you. Because if you knew what you were praying for, you'd sabotage it. You'd think, oh, that's impossible. You'd go nuts. That's why God did a bypass. He bypassed your brain. He went to your heart. when you pray in tongues. Amen. Because if you knew what you were praying, you'd probably doubt it. Oh, I doubt that's going to happen. Yeah. Amen. So this thing, you can pray. And you know, let me just tell you something as well. You don't have to shout. Some people think you've got to scream on top of your lungs in order for the prayer to get through the ceiling. God ain't deaf. Because he's resident within. He already knows. So when you pray, you can just pray. Just pray with confidence. Pray with confidence. Get some confidence. Confidence in God. I mean, pray. Confidence in God. How many times did I phone Brother Dave sitting here? He's part of our SWAT team. That's a spiritual weapons attack team. Right? SWAT team. We have a spiritual weapons attack team. And there's 8 people in that prayer team. Then we've got the other 45 with Marianne Fungone. She's part of this 8 team. But I would call him. He was away for how many months were you gone?
3.
I want the doctor's note as well.
Amen.
He was away for 3 months. And I would call him and say, because it took 8 months to get this closing. And I would call him wherever he was, Ohio, wherever he was at the time. I'd say, okay, we need prayer. I'm asking you to get the team to pray. I'm praying. We're believing. And you know what? Paul said, I covet your prayers. So it doesn't mean you're not in faith if you're asking someone to join you in prayer. No. Not necessarily. You could be. But the Bible also says, where 2 people agree as touching anything that they ask the Father, it shall be done for them by my Father, which is in heaven. Matthew 18:18, right? If 2 people agree as touching anything that they ask, sorry, that's verse 19, Matthew 18:19. And so prayer, you can do it in unison with someone, in unity with someone. And so I'd phone Dave. I'd say, okay, here's what we've got going on right now. These guys are pulling that, and this is happening here and there. Get it to prayer. Thank you. I know this will pass, and it'll work. And every time I'd call him, how did it go? We got through. Here's the next problem. We got through, and we just kept getting through. Am I right? Amen. He's sitting right there. I can't lie if he's sitting there. Well, some people might think I coaxed him before the service. You got your notes. Especially when people are sick, they come up here and they get healed. Yeah, right. Yeah, oh God, I was there. I used to be that person. I was that skeptic. Yeah, come on. And so it travels and it gets to the place it's aimed at. God. God hears it like that. His eyes are upon us. His ears are open. And the minute we pray, the second we pray, bang, he's heard it. He's heard it. It's quicker than the quickest internet you can find. Because you know what? Before you pray it, he knows it. In fact, before you were created in his mother's womb, he knew you were going to pray that prayer. I mean, God's just out there, isn't he? Isn't he amazing? Before I was in my mother's womb, he knew my every second and every day. Wow. So he knew I was going to pray. I mean, okay. So, third, it travels swiftly at the speed of thought. It's instantaneous. It's like that. I pray God's got it. He knows your thoughts before you think them.
That's right.
There's scripture that says that, correct, in Psalms. Yeah. He knows your thoughts before you think them. Wow. I mean, this is amazing. So the second you pray, at the speed of thought, it's there. As quick as I can think of it, he's got it.
Amen.
That's just amazing. And it hits the target every single time. That's the fourth point. It hits the target. What's the target? God.
Amen.
Why? Because God is the one who the battle belongs to, not me. That's God is just out there waiting for us, and he wants us to use what he's given to us. He's given us this amazing thing called prayer.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available. Located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow.